This is Mrs. May's most realistic plan so far, and yet European leaders will demand that she go further. They say she has still not made clear how Britain plans to avoid a hard border in Ireland, something they insist is settled before any deal can be signed. Britain is likely to be told that if it wants the benefits of the single market for goods, it must seek membership of the whole thing, which in turn means observing other rules, including free movement of labour. The EU will probably want ongoing payments into its budget, too. This will lead to a Brexit that satisfies almost nobody. Hardline Brexiteers already feel betrayed. This week, Mr. Johnson complained that Britain would be subject to EU laws without having a say in how they were made, and that obeying these rules would make it harder to do trade deals with other countries. That is true, and adding in budget payments and free movement will surely prompt further cabinet resignations and backbench rebellions. Remainers are hardly jubilant either. Many, including this newspaper, see ending up in a situation similar to Norway, bound to the EU but with little say in how it works, as the best Brexit possible, and certainly less bad than the hard sort, which would cause enduring harm to the country's prosperity. But a soft Brexit is so obviously worse than what Britain has today as a member of the EU that it would underline more clearly than ever the folly of leaving. As a result, Mrs. May might struggle to get a deal through Parliament, even though most MPs probably favour a soft Brexit. Although pragmatic Brexiteers and Remainers may back her, hardliners may be tempted to hold out for either a harder deal or for stopping Brexit altogether. Her task will be further complicated by Labour under Jeremy Corbyn, which has yet to produce its own coherent plan. It is likely to put party before country by voting against whatever deal Mrs. May brings home in the hope of bringing down the government. That means even a small rebellion by Tory hardliners could be enough to defeat the plan.